It is a choice you've got to make, that no matter what comes my way, I will stick to what is right. I will stick to what God has told me to do, and I will stick to the passions that God has given me. I will continue in the journey of faith no matter what comes my way. This is Pastor Eliezer Kalalu, and I welcome you to today's devotional. I want to read from Exodus 13, verse 17 to 18. He says, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle. I want to talk to you about dressed for battle. Dressed for battle. These people, when God was leading them, he told them when Moses was appearing before Pharaoh that let my people go that they may go and serve me. The people going to serve God were not going for a picnic. It was not going to be an easy road. No. It was not for the faint-hearted. No. This was the army of the Lord that God was moving out. He wanted men that we are going to serve him. He wanted people that are going to worship him. He wanted his nation that he had chosen out of Egypt so that they could go and represent the Lord in the lands that God was taking them. God was bringing out an army for himself. He wasn't bringing weaklings out. And so they had to get ready for battle. So you see, he told them, they should go the longer way, because when they face battle, they might want to run away. Now, it is important to understand at this point that many times people are going to point to what is difficult, the challenges in the road ahead of you, as a way of discouraging you from doing especially what is right. You know, there are people who thieves endure challenges, and they are beaten. But you see, they are only enduring while doing something that is wrong. Now, even for us who choose to do the right thing, who choose to go with the Lord, who choose to move with the Lord, who choose to do what God is laying on our hearts to do, we have to know that there are challenges of doing what is right. Everything that is good has its own challenges. Everything that is good has its demons. And it has to be the resolution in your heart that because I have chosen to obey the Lord, I am ready to tussle out any challenge that will come my way. To you that is married, and those of you that are thinking of getting married, you know, many people will tell you, will give you many reasons why marriage is not a good thing, it's not the best choice. But you see, no matter what people say, it is got to be the decision of your heart that, you know, when the Lord picked me out to obey him, he also chose me to fight. Therefore, be ready to stand in your position and fight. Fight the challenges that arise. In that office where you are not going to run away simply because people are scaring you. That is not who you are. You are better than that. You are better equipped than that. The Lord has prepared you for battle, and he is the one that is going to help you to fight those battles. You see, the Lord knows there are challenges ahead of you, but many times it is as if we are surprised when we encounter challenges in our careers, in the ministry, in our businesses, in fulfilling our dreams, in establishing our visions, you know, in running organizations. Sometimes it appears like we are, you know, like fighting battles is not part of us. No, the Lord is calling you and me to live a life where we are not going to go back simply because there are challenges ahead of us. The Lord, you know, David said that the Lord taught him to fight, that the Lord trained his hands for battle so that he could bend a bow of bronze. He said, with the help of my God, I can leap over a wall. With the help of the Lord, I can go through an army. You see, I want you to pick up yourself, you know, and square up and begin to see yourself able to take up any challenge that will be thrown at you. Hallelujah. That you not be taken back, that you not run. The Bible said the righteous flee when the Bible said the wicked flees when no one is pursuing. I think that's Proverbs 28, that the wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as lions. The scripture says in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So it is your portion. It is for you to endure hardship. It is for you to overcome the things that are thrown at you. Do not say, I'm not asking you to go and become a martyr of challenges, to become a victim of circumstances. No, the Lord is telling you to go to face your enemies and overcome them, to wage war against poverty and overcome it, to wage war against disease and overcome it, to wage war against the challenges that are thrown at you and overcome it by your faith in Christ Jesus. For us in this New Testament, the Bible says that fight the good fight of faith. So more than anything, you have to fight the good fight of faith. And these children of Israel, if there is anything that was very central to their battles, is that their battles weren't physical. Yes, they were physical in the sense that they were attacked by real physical armies, but their fighting was not in their own capacity. Their major challenge was always for them to keep their faith in God and to keep their trust in the Lord, to stay steadfast in Him. And wherever they trusted God, the Lord gave them the victory. That's what you'll see when you read in chapter 14 of Exodus, that when Pharaoh is coming after the children of Israel, the Lord tells them, be strong, do not fear. Moses tells the people that the Egyptians you see today, you'll see them no more. The Lord will fight for you and you'll have your peace. So it is the Lord fighting for you, not you to fight, but the Lord requires you to be strong at heart, to know that God will take me through this. The Lord will see me through this. The Lord will give me the victory. The Lord will help me. The Lord Jesus is empowering me to overcome this challenge. The Lord Jesus is empowering me to overcome the challenges of business. The Lord is empowering me to overcome barrenness. The Lord is empowering me to see the challenges of ministry being overcome. And that way, you will have no chance to quit on what the Lord is calling you to do.